my head, is the Lord really hearing our prayers? Is he really there? And maybe more important, can he answer them? Wow, thank you. So I thought to give you an answer to this question, but you have to excuse me, I just got up from bed. I'm just happy that I'm here and that it's warm enough.
Too warm?
For now it's very good. So my suggestion is we do a little kirtan. I will not be able to stay a whole hour with you because I have something else going on. But please give me the pair of cartels. Do I know everyone who's here? Maybe not completely, no? Do you know who I am? Good. Wow, Jayatam. Singative prayer. Namaste. Narasingaya. Hiranyakashi O Vaksha Chilatanka Nakalaye Chilatanka Nakalaye Ito Nisinga Para To Nisinga Ito Nisinga Para To Nisinga Yato yato yami tato nisinga Yato yato yami tato nisinga Yato yato yami tato nisinga Yen singa, Bahena Singho, Hridayena Singho, Radha Singha Madhim Saranam Prapade, Radha Singha Madhim Saranam Prapade, Avakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Yanyakasipo Rano Bhingam Samadita Narari Rupa Erganita Hare Jaya Jagadita Hare Jaya Jagadita Hare Go, Pemalandi! Hari, Hari, Bo! Hare Krishna! Now, my dear devotees, there was a time when we had many difficulties in Germany, and it became so hysterical here that it was sometimes not easy for us to continue with our functions. Let us say like this, that Evangelical Church had opened a branch where they had one priest who spread all types of rumors against us, and somehow he got a lot of publicity. There were many bad articles in it's all right, Guru Krishna. In the newspaper, and I remember when I was in Berlin in the temple, we just had ended the morning program, and we're bowing down after the lecture when there were three terrible noises, pang, pang, pang. It was bullets. They went right through the front window, and they had been aimed at Jaigora Prabhu and myself, but because we just went down for the obeisances, jum, 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 they went right over our head. when we reported this to the police and sent them photos of the broken window, the police said, we cannot protect you. You are responsible for your own lives. My dear devotees, this was the height of the anti-sect propaganda, and Prabhupada was informed about it, and he said, your difficulties in Germany are like the difficulties of Prahlad Maharaj, and they will leave you at the moment where Lord Nrsimhadev appears. You should install a temple. No, you should make a temple of Lord Nrsimhadev. And that's what you see here. It's a temple for Lord Nrsimhadev. And yes, our difficulties went. There came a lot of good press propaganda and true information. Many scholars came to our side and said, no, this is not a new dangerous sect, but it is an ancient spiritual tradition and religion, and we went out of the difficulty. My dear devotees, I have never forgotten this, and I needed to call on Lord Nrsimhadev on another time, at another time. Srila Prabhupada had told us, it must have been 1975 or so, that India's wealth lives in the village, just where the culture is mostly practiced. He said the towns, people in the towns just try to imitate the Western people. So they are not a good audience. And he requested us to go to the villages with two big buses and give Harinam programs in the villages. Also, he said we should cook big quantities of prasadam. We got pots like this. Really? I know, because I needed to scrub them. That was a very adventurous time. I always dragged the pots in the river and then went inside the pot and scrapped it from inside in the river water. It was so after we had done our preaching program, traveling from village to village, we had to take the buses out of India and renew their, it's called Kane, it's like a visa for buses. They are visa for human beings, but they are Kanes for buses, which allow the bus to stay. So, so on the way back from India, we brought our buses to Kabul, Afghanistan. Have you heard about Afghanistan? You know where that is? What is the main religion in Afghanistan? Islam, yes. And so we arrived in Kabul at the time of Ramadan. Who of you knows what is Ramadan? That's the time, I think 40 days of fasting. They fast from sunrise to sunset, and then at the exact time of the sunset in Kabul, a cannon was shot, bang, and then everyone would eat. Now when you fast the whole day and you eat too much in the evening, how will be your morning? Terrible, no? So many people were in a bad mood because they were, if you would have a festival and you would ask the devotees to fast, You can see tomorrow how many will fast. It will be maybe 7% of the devotees. Most probably you will all also eat, because you get moody when you don't eat. So, who of you intends to fast tomorrow? Can I ask you, if you do it in the middle of the day, how you feel? I think I will do. So, about half here's in this tent. It's more than. So they were really in a. The town was fasting. In the evening, they often eat meat, although it's not allowed. During this time, usually you should eat just dates, but you know, these are modern people also. They don't keep the things so strict. Also, like we also don't keep so strict. You know, half of you will eat tomorrow. No, so yes, this is natural in any community. So we were. I do remember we were very enthusiastic and very foolish and very young. So we had a school, the Asamai school, where we would teach a Hindu minority of children the basics of Gita, Mahabharata and so on. And during the day, we were absolutely free to go. So we went all over the town, and soon it was understood that we are passable musicians, not good, not bad, in the middle. And some progressive people in Kabul began to invite us to make music at their marriages. And we thought, well, we can sing the holy name, we don't mind the occasion, and if we can bring people to chant, everything is all right. So we quickly became known all over Kabul as the singers. And as our popularity began to rise more and more, the opposition to us also began to rise. People talked about us. There are these Hindu monks from, they're not all from India, they're from all over the place. And they spread Hinduism during Ramadan, the most sacred time, and so on. When I walked over the streets, I began to always feel there's someone just behind me. You call this, I was shadowed. Is this how we say in English? There was people following us like our shadow, but they were trained. The moment you went around and looked, one was studying the pomegranates, the bazaar, you know, but we could see, clearly understand, we were moving towards a climax. During this time, another group of devotees came from Germany, who brought a bus fresh from Germany into India for this program of prasadam distribution and kirtan and lecture, this village program which Prabhupada wanted. And on the bus which came from Germany was one artist. Some of you will know him, maybe Gita knows him, Janmanalaya. Some of you are from Sweden? No? Sachi, you were in Sweden? Not up till now. Sachi will soon be all over the world. He is a wonderful artist. And I said, Janmanalaya, you have to help us. Prabhupada had said that the way for devotees to become fearless in this world is to chant Yato Yato Yami Tato Nisingham Bahir Nisingho Eda Yenisingho. That wherever I go, there you are, my Lord. And then both outside, by here, and inside. Inside my heart as well, you are there, Lord Nrisimhadev. So he said, Prabhupada said, if you chant this, you become fearless. But I said to Jan Manalaya, I'm so afraid. I know I'm shadowed. I'm not sure if there is someone who's hired to kill us, and I'm not trained for this. I'm not trained in Mission Impossible, you know, or John Wick. I do not know this stuff. So can you please help? What do you want, said Jan Manalaya? Do you want to come in our bus and go back to India? No, we have to bring these two buses to Germany to get a new paper that they can come back to India. I need from you a picture of Lord Nrisimhadev. Well, we only have two days here in Kabul. However you can complete a picture of Lord Nrisimhadev in 2 days, please do it. I will worship him every day on the altar, and I will pray Bahe Nrisimho Hridaye Nrisimho. So he sat down. He had some painting equipment, not the colors, but you know these pens which little children use, coloring pens, and he made a beautiful picture of Lord Nrisimhadev. Beautiful. He sat on Ananta Shesh in a very majestic form, and I chanted every day before Lord Nrisimhadev, you are inside and you are outside, and please, Lord Nrisimhadev, if I am right that there are assassins going after us, please protect us from the assassins. At that time, my dear devotees, we were in the school. Do you remember the name of the school? Asamayi Mandir. It was a small Hindu temple which the Hindu minority used for their children to learn something about their culture, and we were the teachers there. But on the courtyard of the school, how do we call it? Courtyard, the school, or a schoolyard? Is it schoolyard where you go when the bell comes? There was our bus, it was parked, two buses actually, and we lived in them. The toilet was on the other side of the schoolyard. There were simple, you know, they were dug into the earth, and we would sit there and wait until we would be able to enrich the toilets with more content. Yes, I still remember one morning I got out of the bus and I went all over the dusty, hot schoolyard to go into these toilets. I saw three people with turbans coming out of the corner of the schoolyard and following me. And I still remember, I looked hectically back, and for a moment I saw the silver light which comes when the sun is reflecting against a knife. So I knew these are the three messengers of my death. They were three, I was one. And I went on the toilet. I closed the toilet behind, and the sound started to come. And while I was sitting there in a crouched position, I looked underneath the door and I saw three sets of feet. Oh. If I would be now in New York, I would say, because that was the best word for the situation. I was sitting there and was coming down. What now, Satchidananda Swami? At that time I was a brahmachari. I prayed to Lord Nrisingadev. Vahe Nrisingo, Hridaye Nrisingo. And I was thinking, it will not work. I can't imagine he will come. So, I don't know, sometimes when you are in life's danger, everything becomes silent around you. Has any one of you been in an accident and you saw your car was coming towards the other car? Two of you, not the... Have you noticed there's a moment of silence in that life's danger? I don't know why this is so, but many people have reported. It was totally silent. My mind was also not at all excited. It was just silent, and I suddenly knew what to do. Without finishing my cleanliness activities properly, nothing was finished. I ran without a proper covering of my lower parts. I stormed out of the door. They must have been very shocked to see a white man without coverings in the lower parts, running out, screaming wildly, and they froze, and this gave me the advantage I needed. I ran past them and ran back to the bus, and I screamed, and then from the shadow of the bus, under the bus, our guard came. We had a guard which the Hindu minority had given us. We called him Quasimo. Do you know who is the original Quasimo?
Yes.
No one wants to admit. Gopi Gita knows. It's the man who lives in hiding in the Notre Dame, the church, and who rings the bell. No, he may jump on the bell and... He is, how would you call Quasimo? Retarded, no? Sorry?
Hunchback.
Yeah. Grotesque, yes. So we had also a guard who had not five toes, six toes on his. He looked very stocky, I think you call him, and he's short. I know English. He looked almost more broad than he was long. His face was something else. It did not look entirely human. He was, if you would meet him, you should not laugh about him, because this is by birth some karma. So, and we gave him everyday prasadam, and he was very faithful to us, very kind to us. He was really our Quasimo. So he saw me running, and by the way I was dressed, or better, undressed, he could understand there was some trouble. He came up, and with a big grunting, he, as I reached the bus, he jumped before me, so that the people who were coming with knives after me had to first face Quasimo. And Quasimo got really angry with them. He fought with them. I was in the bus by now and chanted, Bahini Singo, Hidayeni Singo, Narasingha Madin, Charanam Papade. And we chanted all together. And when we came out of the bus, the three assassins, do you know, is this the right word?
Yes.
They were gone. There was blood all over, and Quasimo was lying in his own blood, almost dying. He had defended us with his own life. The people were gone. I don't even remember, because for me it was emotionally very strong. He's a Quasimo who's dying for me. He doesn't even know me. He only knows Pashalam, which I've given to him. And I was just crying and saying, Quasimo, stay. Quasimo, stay, don't go. And my other two devotee friends, they somehow alarmed people, and we rushed Quasimo to the hospital. And he had strong cutting knives, knife wounds. But he could be stitched together and saved. We visited him regularly. I even offered to give my own blood. He needed a transfusion, but I don't even remember if they accepted it, because, your blood number has to match with the blood. I don't know. I was just, Quasimo, live, Quasimo. That was all I had in my mind, and I had also a song in my mind. Bahini Singo, Hidayeni Singo, Narasingha Madim, Charanam Papade. My dear devotees, up to this moment, I am convinced that Lord Narasingadev helped. Lord Narasingadev, if you ask me, did you see him? I was before the altar, looking at the picture and praying for Quasimo out there. But what I know is that sometimes Lord Narasingadev comes by empowering others. So I think he must have given Quasimo, who was unarmed, he had no weapons, at least not that I know, he gave Quasimo the intelligence, the strength to beat three hired assassins who know how to kill, and chase them away. So since that time, I believe if you really chant Lord Narasingadev's prayer, he will come in some ways. How he comes is up to him, and he will protect his devotees in some ways. How he does it is beyond me. I do not know. I really do not know how he does this. In my life, many times, Lord Narasingadev, I was in danger. I think you know from the accounts of the old devotees that the times when we were joining were a little bit more wilder than the times now. Wilder means our movement did not know so much. We were not established so much. We were quite adventurous. an adventurous lot, you would say in England. Is it correct? An adventurous lot, a bunch of people, no? A motley crowd. So we were like this, but I do know we were often in very terrible situations, and we always chanted this song. I chanted it in hospitals when the doctors came and said, "This is your last night. You will die most probably. We have done everything we can do for you." I chanted this song. I chanted it also when there were various types of danger, and I have begun to chant it when I myself feel that my consciousness is in danger, and Maya is overwhelming me with feelings of fear and so on. And if you would visit me, like Sachi was so kind to visit us in Berlin, there are two Nishingadevs. Have you seen one on the direct on the altar, and then one on the side? No? Two Nishingadevs. We have one Prahlad Nishinga and the second Lakshmi Nishinga. Lindy, I did not know that you have such a big mouth and do yawn. It's the first time I see. Hare Krishna. Yes. Good. This is what I wanted to bring to your attention. That Lord Nrisimhadev is, he did not just appear one time and protected only one devotee. He comes especially he comes when you develop a relationship. For me to get this picture from Janmanalaya was highly useful. It helped me to focus. My request for you is, do you agree the outfits are stunning here?
Yes.
Today, did you also feel?
Yes.
In an ocean of flowers, it looks. If you stand there and smell, the flowers have very good smell, these type of flowers. So make photos, and then when there are situations in your life, please remember Prabhupada saying, the way a devotee becomes fearless is by taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nrisimhadev, and chanting, Bahi Nrisimha Hridaye Nrisimha Narasimha Madim Sharanam Papale. So, my dear devotees, I have a revolutionary suggestion. I will have to go to another program now, but I would like to request you to turn to your neighbor. Please do so. Find just a neighbor. Gladini, you have found the lady with the biggest mouth in the in Europe. No, when Kalini was yawning, it was one jaw went to the ground and the other touched the sky for a moment. Not so such. I'm just joking. We know each other well, so everyone found a neighbor. No? Yes? Come on, you wake up, find your neighbor. You go with him?
Yes.
With whom do you go? Go Krishna. Wow. You got the best man. Jayatam, who's your neighbor? What is his name?
Balaram.
Anastasia, you found a neighbor? Good. So she found a neighbor? Good. What is her name? Radhika Priya, my God. I want to ask you to share one incident where you prayed to the Lord for protection in your life. If you have not yet done it, perhaps you need to think about devotional life a little bit more. One incident where you needed protection, and of course it's nice if you got protection, not that you say it didn't work. Is the answer clear?
Yes.
While you do this, I will go to the next engagement, and after exactly 5 minutes, Gokrishna has a wristwatch. I know I use it sometimes when mine doesn't work. He will sing with you one very nice, the nice Nishinga mantra. Yes? So I will say good. You can know where I'm coming from. I promise I won't go back to bed. Okay, so everyone, turn to the neighbor. Duty, our task is clear. A situation where I need protection. Maybe if you have not prayed, because I know many Hare Krishnas are atheists, hidden, you can think of a situation where you might get the idea that you start to pray. Please start now.